The bill authored by Tiffany and Assembly Representative Rob Hutton, called Mining for America, would eliminate the 1998 mining moratorium law, which requires mining companies to prove they won't pollute before they can get permits to mine. During a recent radio program, Tiffany said the law effectively bans large-scale mining.
It is a moratorium, and it is stated as such in statute. If people look at the statute that was written in the late 90s, it is called the mining moratorium. And here's why it doesn't make sense. A company can't open in Wisconsin because they can't prove that they would have a mine open for 10 years and closed for 10 years. It's impossible to get there with the law that's in place in Wisconsin.
But the state Sierra Club's mining chair, Dave Bluen, says the possible damage to water supplies is the core issue.
The industry hasn't been able to prove its claims that it can do it safely. I think it's that simple, is that that mining of metallic sulfides are really difficult because of the issues that are caused when this kind of mining takes place. In sulfides, the problem that happens is that exposing this rock, crushing it up fine into a very fine powder and exposing it to air and water causes acid, sulfuric acid.
The program is courtesy of Wisconsin Public Radio. WXPR will present the program during the first hour of All Things Considered Friday. We'll play National Native News at the end of the mining program. The second hour of All Things Considered will run as normal. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.